If you're ready to go right now. And so I guess I will be. By the time the song ends, I have no choice. Crank her up there, P.O.
I'm not afraid.
No, I'm not
this rover.
Don't work too hard, because I ain't
crossed over.
Oh, boy, that was Mike Dorsey. That's the guy that runs the place. What a great attitude. What?
Mark Dorsey.
We had a meeting. And he called everybody together. And I'm going to ask you to play that again in a second because it's probably the world's shortest workplace meeting. And you all got the memo.
I didn't know about the meeting.
On everybody, what?
I didn't know about the meeting.
Well, the email went to everybody.
Yeah, I don't know why I missed it.
And by the way, don't think they didn't notice you were the only one that wasn't there.
Oh, boy.
That's going to go in the books. But they said everybody be in the conference room at one specific time, and then Mike gets up. And
Mark,
again, this was the entire meeting as he said this. Play it again.
Don't work too hard, because I ain't.
Wow.
First of all, bad grammar.
Yes.
That's what Mark said?
Yeah. Don't work too hard, because I ain't. And then he went and played golf.
Man. Well, you got to take advantage of this weather, I guess.
I'll tell you, you know, the CEOs and the GMs, the president, they can do that. They can. That's the life they get. Here we are,
working, slaving.
Welcome, everybody, to the... Welcome to December, actually, because this is the first time that we've had a chance to be together since it's now December of... Oh, my goodness, I just realized we are... Oh, shoot. 18 days away from the end of the world.
What?
Mayan calendar. Yeah, Dan. I was thinking about something yesterday, but there's no way to do this. I wanted to go on the air and bet... any of the nuts, and I'm sorry if you're offended by that, but I did the same thing with you Y2K people. I said you were nuts, too. And it turns out you were. So I'll say to you Mayan calendar people, and I saw the news report, I've seen several of them, of the thousands of people who are stocking up. Let me tell you something. End of the world means end of the world. You don't stock up. It's not a storm.
What are you stocking up for?
Right. Oh, man, I saw a great segment. I don't know, was it on... It might have been on CBS Sunday Morning, but it was about all the people that are buying shelters.
Yeah.
And one guy has one built from... He started it in, like, the 70s with... He bought 21 school buses and had them all sunk underground. And
he's been
working on these since, the 70s.
He's nuts. Here's the deal. A storm is one thing. A flood is one, a flood, a hurricane, even a nuclear blast. But the end of the world means that you're gone. You're done. So you can buy all the water and rice and canned goods you want to. They're all going to be gone, too.
Yeah, they think they're going to hide underground.
End of the world.
I'm going to go buy a new flat screen. A great big huge flat screen.
On time. Buy it on charge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you can watch it for the next 18 days, and then it's the end of the world. You don't have to pay anything.
I've been racking up a lot of debt for 10 years just because I knew this was coming.
And here's what I say to these people. I say to these people who are getting rations and whatever, generators and bunkers, all of you listen to me. Go out for the next 18 days and max out all your credits.
Yes.
Rack up as much as you can on your credit card, and here's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be bankrupt. You're going to have no credit for the rest of your life get anything. If you truly believe this is going to happen, and apparently you do, knock yourself out.
We can have t-shirts.
Charge a bunch of stuff.
I wonder what the percent of people that actually believe it, though.
I hope it's not 1%. It's like one hundredth of a percent.
No, I bet it's at least 1%.
We could have t-shirts made up.
Sure.
We could sell them. I was AM in the PM.
One out of 100.
I was AM in the PM before the end of the world.
Yeah.
I bet it's more than 1%. I bet it's more than one person out of 100.
I hope you're wrong. So here's the deal I'd like to make with anybody listening who thinks there's something to this December 21st thing. I will bet any and all takers $1,000 that we'll be here on the 22nd. We'll wake up and there'll actually be a December 22nd. And you think about this. If I'm right, you owe me $1,000. If I'm wrong, you don't have to pay. You're gone. It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
So you really, the only way you can lose is for you to be wrong. You can't collect from me if you're right, but it won't matter because you won't need the money. If I'm right, I owe you $1,000, but I don't have to pay.
And you know what's
I can't find you because you're dead and I'm dead.
You know, it's funny, all the people that did you know, they got the Mayan calendar and they did all the conversion and thing like that, but they didn't take into place leap years. So in all actuality, it's the end of the world that happened like 6 months ago.
It did?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of a way to do this. Let's say we have 18 days. Let's say let's think of it as one person who wants to somehow take me on this bet. I could give you tomorrow $1,000, and you go and spend it and have a great couple of three, four nice dinners the next 18 days. Buy yourself a TV, whatever. But on the 22nd, if you're still here and there's no end of the world, 300% interest. You owe me $3,000. Now think about this deal, because this is a really good deal. If I'm wrong and you're right, you had a great 17 days.
Sure.
You bought a new TV. You went out to a really nice restaurant or two. Maybe you rented a really nice car. And then the world ends. And you went out having some fun. That's if you're right. If you're wrong, you owe me $3,000. And we have to get, you know, like a lawyer and an ironclad contract so that you can't just weasel out of it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make 300% on my money from anybody that wants to do that. The problem is knowing who you're making the deal with, because there'd be a lot of people just spend the money, and then when the 22nd, when they walk up, sorry, I don't have $3,000.
Right.
And I'm just out the money. So I don't think I can think of a good way to make this work. But my point is, I remember Ivan Browning, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm sure you do. What was that about?
The earthquake.
Yes.
It was an earthquake, yeah. September,
there were knuckleheads that left St. Louis because of that by the thousands. Ask anybody who was in the travel business. I think my wife was still in the travel business at that time. People booked trips like crazy to get out of the Midwest because they believed this nut that a major earthquake was going to swallow up St. Louis and everything around it. It didn't happen, but they should have all sent thank you notes to Mr. Browning, because, boy, did he pump up the travel business. By car, by plane, people just got out of Dodge. And I remember that.
Well, then there was a guy with the church not too long ago. When was that, last year?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, he was wrong, too. And so I'm going to go that this is just another Y2K. Boy, I'll never forget Y2K.
Oh, we knew some people that stockpiled stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. I was with a police officer at midnight when we rolled over into 2000. And if you remember, the word was all computer systems, personal or business, would be completely screwed up.
Yep.
It would shut down commerce. It was going to completely screw up the stock market. There were certain electrical panels and grids that would go out because they're all running on computer. And I'm with a police officer. I said, I want to ride with you, and I want to see what happens midnight, the chaos that ensues that's really not going to ensue. And I said, you don't really believe anything is going to happen, do you? He said, no, I don't. So I want to ride with you anyway. I know exactly where we were. We were at a mobile station with a police car, and we were standing. It was the convenience that on-the-run mobile. It was the convenience part. We had each gotten a Coke, and we stood there as we watched midnight, and we said to the clerk, see if your computer works. Worked perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
We looked around us. No lights were out. No. There were no 911 calls coming over the police car radio. Like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening. Nothing. It couldn't have been quieter. It was one of the most boring nights ever. So, you know, give this some thought, folks, before you go nuts. Because truth is, if it is going to end on the 21st, there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
The apocalypse is the apocalypse. The end is the end. So, you know, live the next 18 days of your life the way you would live it if it were the next 18 years or 80 years or whatever. Anybody have anything for the Burke segment?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you do. That's going to make the show. I'd like to present to those of you who are new to the show Our 35-year-old, married, resident of Shrewsbury, Missouri, almost bowling Hall of Famer. He's
yes, absolutely.
Way.
Yes.
And
wow,
his
35.
Name is Eon the Peon.
Yeah,
Peon,
how about that?
Say hi. No, I was going to say, say hi to your sponsor. What's your Burke segment contribution?
Thank you very much. We went to a Christmas tree farm on Saturday. Angela's dad's workplace every year has a party. That's how they do their party, and they do it at a Christmas tree farm.
Kind of like KTRS.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's what we always do. All the
You
know what? I was thinking of Y98.
Oh.
Do you guys buy a live tree every year?
I have not. I think we're going to this year.
I'm embarrassed at what we don't do every year.
Do you guys put up artificial? You have an artificial one or no tree at all?
It's worse than that.
No
for
tree?
The last three, no. For the last 3 or 4 years, we have a 2-foot-tall tree from Lowe's.
Oh.
You plug it in. It's like a lamp. And it's got little lights
lamp.
On it. And yeah, it's the size of a lamp.
Oh,
and
my
you
goodness.
Plug it in and put it on a table, and that's our tree.
That's sad.
I know.
That's
it is sad. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm telling the truth.
And we've always been, Angela and I put up an artificial tree for...
Now, who is this, Angela?
That's my wife.
Okay.
My wife. We put up one because we have 2 cats at home, and they like to chew on needles and things and end up barfing and everything. So we pick up the free tree for my mom and dad. We give it to them. Guess what the most expensive tree is nowadays?
This is cut yourself and put on the top.
You can
of your
cut
top.
Yourself, or they had pre-cut ones there that we picked out. Usually they pick out the best ones, and they pre-cut them, and they're just sitting there for you to take.
So the most expensive one on the lot.
Yes, and we
real
and we've,
tree.
We've always, growing up, we're fans of Fraser firs. I don't know if you know.
Yes, I know exactly what
the real short needle ones. I don't like those. Have you ever seen somebody put up the ones with the real long, flimsy needles?
Cedar.
Yeah.
I've seen cedar.
Oh,
trees.
I don't like those.
When
trees.
I was a kid, that's
like,
all we used. Was
I put
cedar.
It up an oak tree.
All right, help me out here by telling me how tall the biggest.
It
tree
was a 9-foot Fraser fir.
That's not that tall.
Well, that's the tallest tree they had at the lot.
Okay, but my point is, there are people with vaulted ceilings, and they have 15-foot trees. So
oh, sure.
I'm going to guess the price of a real 9-foot tree. Dan, you go first.
We're doing a real tree this year, I think, and we're going to go probably trying to do a smaller, thin type tree.
We asked
Dan,
you what
question
the
is,
cost
the question is, what do you think the most
trying
expensive
to
tree
is? Oh, the most expensive tree is.
You just started going into
about.
All of these trees.
Why don't you just say, you know, one time I remember I got a bicycle, it was red, and I had the broken pedal on it. We're not talking about that. No, that's an example of how ridiculous nothing.
I would say $300.
Okay.
Oh my goodness!
Is this a charity lot or
no? It was called Pea Ridge Farms. It was out by past Warrenton in Washington.
I go $150.
You guys are both high. It was only $100. I was kind of shocked.
You act like you think that's really high.
Well, that's not high.
Oh,
that's
average.
That's the most expensive one on the lot there. I didn't know. Are there trees that are $300?
Oh, my goodness. If that's the most expensive one, that tells me the trees are pretty reasonable.
Yeah. No, it was a real nice place. But, we had to wrap it up and put it on top of the car. And we thought the tree was lost. Like, you get a tag for a free tree. So we tagged it, and we thought it was going to be brought later to where all the party was happening. So at the when everybody's getting ready to leave, I start looking out for the tree. It's gone. And for a half hour, I look for it. And sure enough, it was sitting in the same spot where I tagged it earlier. And it never got gathered up.
Now, did you load it on the top of your car? Is that what you did?
Yeah, Angela's car. We put it on top of her car.
They put
car.
That netting on it to
bundle
it
Oh, sure, yeah.
It
they bind
up.
It together.
And then when you cut it loose at home, it springs out.
Flies
open.
But,
yeah, you can put an eye out.
And that's a scary thing, too, trying to make sure it's secure enough to... People with pickup trucks have it easy. But when you got a regular car, it's...
Yeah.
We made it home safe and sound. So that was it, yeah. I can't believe it. Yeah, $100. So I thought it was pretty good.
We haven't had a real tree in so long.
Why do you think that's that high?
Because it was the most expensive one there. I thought that was high. I don't know. It could be a good deal.
Danny, have anything?
I got to say one more thing.
Oh, one more. Part B, everybody.
Thank you very much. Real quick, I'm involved in another photo contest we're going to do again, and we're hopefully going to win again where we can give... And right around Christmas, too, we can give away this $500 photo package. So all the details are on the Facebook page if you'd like to help us vote and win the contest. And we'll
for those who've never been there, it's Facebook.com. And then let's answer the question some of you always ask, do I need my own Facebook page?
For this one, you do.
Oh, you do?
To be involved, yeah, the contest is run through Facebook.
Ah.
So you do need to have an account on Facebook to vote and everything. Okay. And you can vote once a day, so I'll put reminders up on the page from time to time. And
explain again how this photo thing works, this contest.
It's a family that has a photo company, and they every once every three, you know, I don't know when the last one we did, 6-8 months ago, I think, they'll do a contest, and the first prize is $500 photo session.
And what are you looking for from the listeners?
Just to vote. I put a picture up of my niece and nephew. It's called a Best Pals contest. Okay. So I put a picture of them up standing next to a gingerbread family that we took the other day in Main Street, St. Charles. And so, yeah, you just go and vote for my picture, and then if we
win.
How
many pictures are there to vote on?
I want to say there's about 30 entries so far.
Will there be more?
I think the deadline is done for entries, so
okay, well,
the voting has started.
We
should win. It'll be great once the contest ends before Christmas. We can give this away to somebody and as a present.
All right. Dan, did you have anything?
No, I have nothing.
Okay, let's close this thing out. The Burke segment. Now, we're going to take a break. For those of you holding, I apologize. We will get to you after the break. Just real quickly, though, since you mentioned trees, did you see how much water that Rockefeller Center tree sucks up every 24 hours?
No, I bet it's
90 gallons.
Holy moly. It's amazing how those trees
90 gallons
suck up
a
that
day.
Water.
Wow.
And you know what? It's nice, too, at this farm that we saw, they sell trees now with the root ball. So once Christmas is over with, you can plant it in the ground again.
In the ground with the decorations on it?
Why not?
That's what I'd do.
You could.
I would. That'd be cool.
You could, yeah.
And
but
then
I
every
like
year
that.
You just dig up the same tree and it's already decorated.
Yeah.
It's still alive, and you just go dig the root ball up again with the decorations on it.
Yeah,
just a little bigger.
Know. I guess I'm kind of a wuss because I almost feel bad every year. All those trees just are cut down and die when
were grown on tree farms for that reason.
Oh, no, I know, but it is possible to put a tree in your house and then replant it where it doesn't have to.
You're
you
too
know,
green
boy.
For me.
Too
oh,
green.
Boy.
I know.
You become too green for me.
Wow.
I'm P. Allen Smith,
too environmentally conscious for me. All right, we'll take our first break. It's going to be to talk about something a lot of people will say, well, I'll do that the first of the year. I'll make a resolution. Look at first of the year, I'll make a resolution thing doesn't work. We all know this resolution thing doesn't work. Hundreds of years, probably, people have made resolutions. They're going to lose weight. They're going to save money. They're going to lose weight. They're going to stay smarter about whatever. Here's something you don't need to wait till the first of the year for.
Here's something you don't need to wait for the first year.
It's still not too late. First of the year. It's just one of those things where it's never too early.
And I guess it could be too late to call Mark and Jason.
I'd like to say it's never too late, but let's be real. We've talked about this before. If you're 98 years old, it just might be a little bit too late. But then, if you're going to live to be 104, that's 5 years of interest.
Yes.
But then, what are you saving for if you're 99?
Right.
So
yeah.
If you've got $25,000 or more and you're 99, I'd go on a spending spree. Go shopping. Go do whatever you want to do. But it's never too early. And I know the mindset of people in their 20s or even 30s is, I got plenty of time to put money aside or invest and all that stuff. Let me tell you something about how the clock works, the life clock. I know that all seconds are 1 second long and all minutes are 60 of those seconds. But trust me when I tell you, when you get to about 40, 45, you'd swear they sped that stuff up. Time goes by. I remember being a kid, sitting in class, staring at the clock, and I thought 3:30 would never come. That's when we got out of school.
Goodness.
I thought, when is it ever going to be 3:30?
Awful.
And then I remember it being, let's say, early May. Summer is waiting outside the walls of that school for you to run in the grass and play and skin your knees and stuff. That was the slowest moving calendar ever was waiting for school to be out. You remember that?
Yes.
You knew the day because the principal had said, well, if official school will officially be out on June 2nd or whatever it was. Oh, you talk about time crawling. Man, it crawled. And then that from the 1st of December to Christmas, if you're a kid, like it would never get here. That's the expression, slow as Christmas. All time is time. It doesn't, you know, a minute's a minute, and a day is a day. But when you get older, it just literally seems to go faster. My point is, don't put this off. If you have $25,000 or more, why don't you call Mark and Jason? Mark Reardon, Jason Becker with Stifel Nicholas. I like to say, and it is true, that no one has ever said in their later years, well, I started saving too early. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't invested years and years ago. I wish I'd waited and put that off. Nobody's ever said that because nobody ever feels that way. What a lot of people end up saying is, boy, if only I'd gotten some good advice and been smarter with my money sooner. Here's what we'd like for you to do. And then it's one meeting. The rest is up to you. It's a meeting with Mark and Jason. Here's their website, markandjason.com.
Let's see how the highways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Welcome back, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Good afternoon. Always, they've cleared an accident on southbound 270 at Manchester. Still pretty heavy from the Clayton Road overpass. Starting to get heavier as you make your way down towards Doherty Ferry. Traffic lights not working at Lee May Ferry near Bayless in both directions. We also have an accident. They moved it to the right shoulder on westbound 64 near Grand. Everything else is looking pretty good. Now, they were wrapping up some road work. They had the right lane shut down on southbound Telegraph between 255 and Forder Pottle. So there was getting a pretty good backup there a little bit earlier, but that should be done here shortly. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Don't miss Kohl's two-day sale. It's happening again tomorrow and Wednesday. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Heidi's Sewing Machine in South County has some great items for holiday gift giving. And unlike some stores, their Black Friday sale prices on Brothers Sewing Machines are still in effect. You'll also get no interest financing for 4 years with approved credit. You can get a Simplicity Sewing Machine by Brothers starting at just $99. Get a Dreamweaver XE or a Quattro 2 for low monthly payments and get 15% off all Brother accessories. When you buy your sewing machine from Heidi, you'll also get free sewing lessons. They also offer quilting, embroidery, and sewing classes to get the most out of your machine. Heidi Sewing Machines has been serving St. Louis for over 60 years. They're located on Lindbergh and Concord Village Avenue in South County. Or you can visit their website at HEYDESewing.com. Black Friday prices continue, but not for long, at Heidi Sewing Machine, your headquarters for all your sewing needs.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
It's fun living at Garden View Care Center. It's fun for the residents. It's fun for the families. Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. More than 14 years ago, Garden View Care Centers created the first memory care program in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Garden View has learned a lot about memory care since. The key to memory care is activity. Garden View residents with Alzheimer's and dementia are active 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're active and having fun. They participate in a wide variety of on-site fun activities such as recreation, exercise, dance aerobics, parties, live music performances, and so much more. Off-site, they're going to movies, theaters, concerts, ball games, and because they're having fun, the families stay connected. The development of their memory loss is slowed, and they're healthier and happier. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Garden View Care Center, 636-449-7575, online at gardenviewcarecenter.com. That's 636-449-7575. They're having fun at Garden View Care Centers, 636-449-7575 or gardenviewcarecenter.com.
Problem. Your skin is dry, your throat is scratchy, and yow! Static Shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, it's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Saliga Heating and Cooling, serving the St. Louis area, or visit SaligaHeatingandCooling.com.
Get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service. For a limited time, Hovers would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This Christmas, wow her with fine jewelry from Don Hennifer Jewelers. I'm Jerry the Jeweler. When you put that green Hennifer gift bag under the tree, she will be wondering what's inside every time she passes by until she peeks inside and sees that perfect gift you've chosen for her on Christmas morning. This year, start a tradition that St. Louis has known since 1946. Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. Online at DonHenniferJewelers.com.
Wow! This jewelry from Don Hennifer's is beautiful.
T-Mobile, where right now all Samsung Galaxy 4G smartphones are on sale at amazing low prices. Offer ends December 20th while supplies last. See participating store for details.
What the heck?
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire.
Oh, yeah.
My grandma told your grandma, I'm
going to
set your flag on fire. You're talking about hey now, hey now, hey now. Aiko, Aiko, and Dave.
What's the name of this song? Aiko, Aiko?
Aiko, Aiko, yeah.
Who did this?
This is the Dixie Cups.
Oh, they did.
They did Chapel of Love. Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at my king all dressed in red.
What, you hear some songs and you go, that was a hit? The best one is that Dominique,
Sukiyaki,
another one.
Hey, I wanted to let everyone know that it was not their radio. Our signal was cutting in and out during that break, during the commercial break. Yeah, it was cutting in and out, so... It's not your radio. Everyone was calling.
It's just stinking AM. It's a lousy AM. That's what it is.
No, there was something wrong with the signal. Besides the, you know, the overpass thing. This was something different.
Okay.
But
well, that's good to
apparently
know.
Apparently it's fixed now.
I know that Al is holding, and I'm going to give the phone numbers, and in about one more minute, I'm going to take him and all other comers, as they say. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Let me just take a minute to tell you about a party. It's a party, and it's at Chandler Hill Vineyards. Now, what you need to do is go on the website and get the number and call and see if they booked, if they're booked up, because it's by reservation only. It is an Aaron Bodie holiday concert at Chandler Hill Vineyards.
Wow. I mean, this is going to be some great holiday concert. It is Sunday, December 9th, which is this coming Sunday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Aaron Bodie and her band will be performing at Chandler Hill. The evening includes heavy appetizers. Now, it's like when people say, oh, it's dress casual or business casual. I don't exactly know sometimes what all that means, but I do know what heavy appetizers means. It doesn't mean they're only going to be two appetizers and they each weigh 3 pounds. It means it's not just little bitty pieces of a few little things. No, no. It's like it's a meal. It's you've seen appetizers and you go, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even have to eat dinner now. But well, heavy appetizers means no scrimping.
Chicken kebabs or something, stuff like
and,
that.
And I don't know specifically what they are, but I know Chandler Hill, and they don't do anything except first class. That's the way they do everything. So heavy appetizers, sparkling wine, and a stellar concert, and it's all $79 per person, but it is by reservation only. I don't know how many places are left. You'll have to call to find out. And the phone number is on their website. Now, if you happen to be one of those people who can remember while you're in the car, which most of you are, then I'll throw the number at you. It's 636-798-2675. You get where you're going. You couldn't remember that. Get to a computer and pull up ChandlerHillVineyards.com. That's ChandlerHillVineyards.com, and have a great time. I know you will, and I know it's going to be full. Not uncomfortable, but full. But Chandler Hill, and if you're thinking, wait a second, the wineries are closed. No, this one doesn't close. And you'll see why when you get there. And if you've never been there, you'll go back. You will go again. Nobody goes to Chandler Hill one time. ChandlerHillVineyards.com. All right, here we go. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Al, you've been a very patient man. You've been waiting a long time. Thank you. How are you?
Frank, I'd wait for a long time to talk with you, Peon, and Dan.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. What can we do for you, Al?
Frank, I was out to lunch today with a bunch of retired advertising people, and they all said you're the highest paid radio personality in St. Louis.
I hope that's true.
I know. So do I.
Wow.
I hope that's true.
All right. Now, what I wanted to bring up is Peon, Frank was right about the tree. Pumpkins and Pines, which is now out of business, I paid $150 for a Fraser for it.
Wow, so we got a good deal then. That's good. Well, it was free, but yeah, that's a good price.
A Fraser fir is the best indoor tree ever.
That's, I agree.
That's pretty much the general consensus, I think, in this country.
And also, Frank, one time at the Hilltop Nursery before it was a Kmart, I said, well, I want to buy a live tree. Sounds like a good idea. And it was like this time of year, and the woman goes, you can only keep them inside for 2 weeks. So you can't buy a live tree in the ball and put it in your house for more than 2 weeks or it'll die.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's good to know. For people who like to put the tree up December 1st, let's say, you can't do that. That's good to know. You need to be inside 2 weeks before you put it back in the ground. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it until I was an idiot.
I'd like to see them replant that one at Rockefeller Center. What do you think the root ball on that looks like?
Oh, great.
80 tons.
Now, Frank, live trees, which you had, how much water did they consume?
Well, when we had live trees, I remember having to pour water in it 2 to 3 times a day, and I think we probably poured, every day.
A gallon a day.
A half gallon to a gallon, yeah.
That's all right, now, what I want to talk about is Bob Costas, and people are saying he should be fired for what he said last night. Do you want to go there about guns?
I'm going to let you go there. You go ahead. I do want to go there, but I learned a long time ago that there's certain things people don't like for you to talk about. However, in this, and there's always a however life. In this case, I think Bob Costas, who I think is brilliant, he's beyond smart. I think he did a really, really dumb thing. Now, you go ahead.
I totally agree with you that guns are something. I was in Vietnam. I served in Vietnam. I used a weapon, not a gun, and that's old story. But Bob Costas went out, and he was an emotional reaction to a situation, and it was totally inappropriate what he said. It wasn't the gun. It was the mental state of the person that had the gun.
All right, now, Al, if your question is, do I think he should be fired, the answer is no.
No, I don't think he should be fired, but I think it's totally inappropriate what he said.
And I think as a guy in sports, and by the way, the sports crowd, he's talking to hunters. He's talking to gun people. I think he owes them a huge apology.
I do too.
And if he does that and says, I had no business laying my personal politics about guns on the rest of you, because what I think really is irrelevant. I'm not here to preach to you, to change your politics, to change your thoughts. And I apologize that I went there. That's all he has to do.
Right. Did you hear what, and I think his first name's Tom Jackson on ESPN, said about what happened?
Yes. Yes, that the guy was a murderer.
I was a murderer. First thing, the guy was a murderer.
Yeah, I know exactly what he said.
The guy murdered his girlfriend.
Here's exactly word for word what Tom Jackson, ESPN, said. He said, quote, remember that Jovan Belcher, as we hear about what a great teammate he was and how close some of the guys were to him, that he is, in fact, a murderer. That's what he said. And he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. All right. Al, thank you for the call. We love you more, not in a sexual
way. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Al.
Bye.
Yeah, Bob Costas, I have the greatest respect for, but I think he made a horrible mistake, and I'll tell you why. And let's not make this an argument about, I'm not going to argue with you about gun control. Most of you know how I feel about this. I will just say this. When you do that, it would be sort of like on this show, if I started telling you who I think you should have voted for before the election, if I had done that. People don't want to hear me doing that, and who am I to tell you? And the truth of the matter is this. He actually rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. In fact, in this case, the stand he chose to take, he is in the huge minority. I'll ask Peon, you, I'll ask Dan, how many registered legally owned guns do you think there are? I know, because I looked it up today. The feds have the number. How many legally owned guns do you think there are in the United States?
Oh, my goodness.
Pick a number.
500,000.
I would say more than that. I would say a million.
270 million.
Wow.
270 million legally owned guns. There are only 312 million people in this country. That's 90 guns per 100 people. So don't anybody try to tell me that the great majority of this country isn't for having the right, if you are not a felon, if you're not a nut, and people can go nuts after they've legally acquired a gun. They can also stab you. They can also do, let's go back to one of the biggest mass murders ever, if not the biggest. It's the second biggest in this country, and not a single gun was used. Timothy McVeigh, Oklahoma City, 160 something people. And one other thought for Mr. Costas. He works in sports, and he does basketball, he does baseball, he does football. In my mind, we got a football murderer that I don't think he ever got up at halftime and said, we got to stop people from drinking. I believe Leonard Little killed somebody.
Yep.
And he didn't use a gun. And I don't think Bob Costas got up and said, man, if only he hadn't had access to alcohol. If he hadn't had access to alcohol, this wouldn't have happened. I didn't hear him say that. So you got to put everything in perspective. But think about that number. 90 guns for every 100 people in this country. And for the handful of people who just hate guns, you have to just step back and go, in the whole scheme of things, if you hear, and you don't, but if you heard about a shooting death every hour in this country, if you look at the numbers, wow, that's pretty impressive. That means there are a tremendous amount of really responsible gun owners, because that's nothing. It pales by comparison to the number of people who drink and the percentage of those people who maim or kill people behind the wheel of a car. That's a far bigger problem. And that's it, and we're not going to discuss it anymore, and I'm not taking a side either way, because you know what my side is. My point is, I guess, Bob Costas already, trust me, today, he knows he made a huge mistake with what he said. But he's a smart guy. He'll within 48 hours or less, he'll spin it, in such a way that'll be done the right way. And he'll be back in the good graces of everybody. He knows what to do. Howard's with us. Hello, Howard. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Frank?
Doing great. Doing great.
I apologize, and hopefully you haven't talked about it yet, but what did Bob Costas actually say?
Well, he essentially he said that if
I have the clip.
If Jovan Belcher, well, here, a piano play of the clip. Here it is.
In the aftermath of the nearly unfathomable events in Kansas City, that most mindless of sports cliches was heard yet again. Something like this really puts it all in perspective. Well, if so, that sort of perspective has a very short shelf life, since we will inevitably hear about the perspective we have supposedly again regained the next time ugly reality intrudes upon our games. Please, those who need tragedies to continually recalibrate their sense of proportion about sports would seem to have little hope of ever truly achieving perspective. You want some actual perspective on this? Well, a bit of it comes from the Kansas City-based writer Jason Whitlock, with whom I do not always agree, but who today said it so well that we may as well just quote or paraphrase from the end of his article. Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. Handguns do not enhance our safety. They exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather than avoiding it. In the coming days, Jovan Belcher's actions and their possible connection to football will be analyzed. Who knows? But here, wrote Jason Whitlock, is what I believe. If Jovan Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today.
All right, I don't believe that. He would have stabbed her. He'd have stabbed her. By the way, Chris Coleman, the lunatic in Columbia, Missouri, strangled his children and his wife. He used a gun.
Did you know this?
This business about gun, you know, I'm stopping right here. Howard, we're running out of time. Is there anything you wanted to say?
Is there anything you wanted to say?
Statement. And what is your reaction to what Costas said?
I don't agree with him. I'm not a big handgun, you know, believer, but I don't think, you know, that was the situation that caused the...
A mentally ill person is a mentally ill person. They'll find a way to carry out whatever it is demonic in their heads to carry out.
Right.
They just will. All right. Hey, Howard, thank you for the call.
It was interesting that when Costas was reading that, God Bless America was in the background.
Yeah. It was a mistake. We all make mistakes. He made a mistake. He got up and he did pull the Rosie O'Donnell. And she had to eat her words. And if you don't remember that story, then... You can look it up and find out more about it. What a hot topic that always is, the handgun thing. I will, before we move on, just say to all of you that, and I'm not going to tell these stories again, but twice in my life, I promise you, I would never have been able to sit here and tell you jokes and stories because I would have been dead in my 20s. And then again in my late 40s, 50, situation where having a gun saved my life, and there is no doubt I would have been dead. I would have never had the second situation, because the first one, those three guys would have killed me. I was the one with a gun. They had a knife and a chain and something else, so I won. That's all I'm going to say. So there's a case where a handgun is the reason that I was able to go on and have three kids, have a life, have a job, talk to you. And I'm not the only person that has a story like that. American Equity Mortgage. I'm going to reach over because they just sent me the latest and greatest rate information. They have rates and APRs in the upper, well, in the threes. And if you lock in now, they can close. And this is not a guaranteed time because everybody's situation is different, but they can and have closed on loans in as little as 2 weeks. Now, I can remember a time when if you wanted to get a loan, either based on equity you already had with a mortgage on your house or the mortgage itself, it was very common. 6 weeks was pretty much the mark. 4 to 8 weeks, usually about 6. They work very fast at American Equity Mortgage. This is the time of year when you're going to really realize how nice it would have been to have a little extra money. and you can have that extra money if you just get the stinking credit card debts paid off. I know a credit card's a wonderful thing. I have a couple. They're convenient, but don't let it ruin your life. Don't let it get you in a hole that you can almost never dig out of. Let American Equity help you get those paid off. You're a homeowner, all you have to do is contact them. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Let's have another look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Dan. Southbound 270, stop and go now from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you're slowing in that right lane as you approach the ramp to 270. Also on westbound 64, you're heavy Hampton to McCausland. And again from Lindbergh out through Mason. And this traffic report brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they'll help you buy it back and you'll save money just in time for the holidays. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Tuesday morning when we talk to Westport Pharmaceuticals. They invented technology to make it harder to make meth. Plus ABC Newsman Sam Donaldson and Pat Blassie from All Care Travel. Join us.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
This is KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans have come forward with their plan on saving the budget. It calls for raising the Medicare eligibility age and